You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So every girl is a masterpiece, uniquely designed with talents, dreams, and a purpose. In a world that often imposes limits and expectations, celebrating what makes girls special can empower them to rise above societal pressures. English. From their creative to their strength, there is so much to honor. So let's explore, how we can celebrate the individuality of every girl and inspire them to embrace God who created them to be. We are joined on the line by Sister Lydia, who is going to be helping us unpack this one. Sister Lydia, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Zanele?
I am good. Long time.
Hello. Indeed, you have forgotten me.
We didn't. You see, that's why we called you back.
Yeah.
Indeed. So before we start, Sister Lydia, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for this morning, and we thank you that we can gather at your feet to listen and discuss more of your word, Jehovah God. But if you do not speak to us, surely there is nothing that we can learn. Mm. Hence, we ask that may you yourself speak. And Lord, we're not asking that you speak to everyone, but may you speak to that one particular soul that is in need to hear this message, oh Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. When I saw this topic and I was like, I love it a lot, because we need, to be reminded of how unique we are. There's a lot that's going on in the country, in the society, in the world, that sometimes we forget, how unique we are in our own bodies there. So looking at our girl children, right, how can we encourage them now to embrace their unique qualities, instead of confirming, to certain societal forms? I remember there was a time where being a size 20, is that a size 30? 28, yep. it was in fashion, because in fashion, mm-hmm. and then everyone wanted to be slender and stuff like that. Not all of us, all of us can be a size 28, we're just saying. But how can we now, encourage these girls so that even if there are new trends of beauty trends, for example, they know that mm-hmm. they're unique the way in which they have been made?
I think it starts from home. Mm-hmm. Home plays the major role, but in the homes we live in now, it's very rare that you hear someone encourage you, and the first encouragement or discouragement you hear is in the society, and they'll tell you all sorts of things. But I feel like if a firm foundation is built at home, in my home, I'm being told, you have the ability, God has placed it in you, you can do this, you are unique in your own way. And even when you go out there, no matter what anyone tells you, I've had the foundation, I've heard it, and church has played its role, I've heard it for myself. And so it's even when the negativity comes, we still believe I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I have been put wherever I am for this particular purpose. I think home, like even when they say charity begins at home, is really broad. And I feel when the foundation is set right, no matter what circumstance comes, no matter the bullying, no matter, you will still realize that you are unique in that particular sector of your life.
And I love that, So looking at, we're speaking about all things that include faith, does faith really play a role, in helping our girl children, build confidence in terms of their identity?
Yeah, it does. I remember growing up listening to this song that says, faith, I can move the mountains. Mm. Faith, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And, when you're about to push or you're about to start something new, the faith will be your driving force.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a very funny story. Every time Christy is texting me to tell me I'm supposed to come on radio, even before I refuse, even before I tell her anything, she already sends the topic and says, this is what we are discussing. And so, even before you refuse, you're like, oh, I already have the topic. Why? So it's because there's already that drive. Even when you're about to give up, it's not me pushing, it's God pushing. And even when I'm about to try this trend, I'm about to say, okay, I would like to see if I'm able to do this. God Himself has the power to redirect. He says, my child, it's not this way, it's that way. And because of how we believe, we won't get discouraged, because he'll give us so much peace and you realize, okay, I feel this is like the best way this would have ended up. And I feel like faith is not just a literal, it's like everything. It's like everything in the box. Without faith, I think we are like gone.
I like that, you know, and I think also with that faith, it would also constantly remind us that, you know, God says in the word there that we are the apple of his eye. And if you don't believe that, if you don't have that faith to believe that, you will be in trouble, you know. You know, so looking at, you know, our girl children, how do we teach them, or how can we teach them now to celebrate, you know, their successes without fear of judgment or comparison? Because sometimes we want them to get 100%, but even celebrating the 80%, it's something that is good, you know, and sometimes like, why are you celebrating that? Because it's not the standard or anything else. But how do we now encourage them to say, whatever little milestone you make, let us celebrate it. Don't think or compare yourself that, oh, that one got maybe 100. So that's what I should be celebrating. How do we encourage our girl children to do that?
I think before we encourage them, we ought to celebrate them ourselves. You know, it's that the child comes and, okay, they didn't do so well. And they said, okay, this time you didn't do so well, but this was good. You did in your best. But the mistake in the society we live in is before we encourage, we want to compare. Remember, they never got this. Remember, this one did so much. But we forget that each one of us has got this unique ability, and how it's expressed is so different. So it starts by us celebrating them. And I like how you connect the questions. At first, you ask me about faith, and now you ask me about how we remove the fear. You know, again, faith helps us overcome the fear.
Okay.
And most of our girl children have failed to go out there because they're so afraid. But we are reminded. I like this verse, though. It's so abused. It says, God says, I've not given you the spirit of fear. He says, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but I have given you the spirit of sound mind. And that alone is enough to keep us pushing. Even when we are so afraid to, we have to realize God has allowed me to have this victory. Yes, maybe it's not as in the biggest multitude as it would have been. Yes, it's not as the next person, but this is what he has allowed for me. And if we are able to celebrate and acknowledge God in that little achievement, he will allow us to have even greater. You know, he tests us with the small. How you take care of the small? Sometimes this, you're just given this small amount of money, and how you will spend it, God is looking and he's like, oh, what more? If I gave her so much more, this one will go away from my face.
Yeah.
And so we learn to appreciate, even in the little, we learn to appreciate. And when we are the ones appreciating, even the girl child will learn to appreciate, oh, okay, this is a milestone. Oh, I have pushed. Oh, okay, this makes a difference even in my society. And I feel if it starts there, it helps them go. It helps them and they keep going.
I like that. So seeing that, you know, all of us are different in our ways. We are blessed differently. You know, others can sing. Some of us can even hold a note to save our lives. Others can teach. You know, we are talking, some of us. And it's also a skill and it's a blessing that we have, you know, being able to talk like the way we are talking, me and you, without, you know, being scared or nervous and everything else. So why is it important now to acknowledge, you know, and nurture the diversity of talents and interest among girls? Because sometimes I remember when we were growing up, all of us, our parents wanted us to be doctors or teachers, you know. But as time progresses, you know, things changed. And I believe that it took time for them to encourage these talents in us, saying, you talk a lot, ne? Go do this radio business. Kind of situation. So how do we now encourage our children in their different unique talents that they have?
One thing you realize is what brings us together is the difference in our personalities, and we're able to relate. And only when we appreciate the different gifts. I always think of it this way. If everyone in our church was singing, I don't know who would encourage the next person.
Okay.
If everyone was preaching, I don't know who would pray for the next person. If we were doing the same thing, I think the world would be a boring thing.
Okay.
And we ought to appreciate each and every gift. You know, I think these days we are lost. Everyone wants to sing. Everyone wants to sing because they feel, okay, this is the most prominent thing. Everyone wants to sing. And we have neglected these other gifts that are equally important as singing is. And when we realize the importance, if today you were in your lowest, sometimes music won't work for you. It is prayer that works for you. Sometimes you fail to pray and music will work for you. Sometimes you can't listen to music, you can't pray. And only a little encouragement will work for you. And I feel we can nurture these gifts by bringing up their importance to our lives. By realizing how each and every gift is important. You know, in Corinthians, Paul talks about the diversity of the church. He says, God, to others, he gave them the spirit of prophecy. To others, he gave them the spirit to preach. To others, he gave them wisdom. To others, he gave them he gave them these different abilities. And that is what constitutes the church today. And we can be blessed by each and every segment because it is different. Imagine attending a service where someone is talking to you. I mean, even the World Adventist Radio has different segments.
True.
The next minute, I'm listening to music. The next minute, I'm listening to this girl's talk. The next minute, I'm listening to a Great Controversy Review. So these different things all together make a beautiful thing. And it's about making our girl children realize that even your unique gift has got something to bring to the table. You don't always have to be the same. Yes, we know people, there are two people that can sing, but we can also make a difference. We've been called to make a difference everywhere we are.
I like that, each and every single one of us, imagine if all of us were chefs. I don't know why my mind is going to food. No, besides the eating, the fighting in terms of the criticism, you know, you put too much salt. You put too much this. No, this is no. It was not gonna work. So it's better that us, you know, who are not chefs, we are able to eat that food and say, and they are able to take it. You know,
Someone must partake.
Yeah, someone must partake. You know, so we, you know, most of the time I always say that, you know, we can always talk, we can always have these discussions, but some people just want, you know, the practical steps, or practical ways. You know, so what are those practical ways or steps? You know, where we can create a supportive environment, you know, that helps girls feel valued as well as appreciated. Because sometimes we ruin it with the smallest of words. You know, they feel not appreciated because of the things that sometimes we say, the things that sometimes we do.
Okay, I think one of the practical ways, one, let's speak positivity in these children. Let's help them realize by speaking to them, and it might start in a home setup. One, two, we've got an opportunity to meet these girl children in churches. We've got an opportunity to meet these children in schools. Let's talk to them and let's push them. As parents, also God has given us this role to nurture these gifts. We ought to push them. We don't have to allow our children to be relaxed. Oh, no, let's push them. Let's help them realize their abilities. We've got that role that, you know, sometimes might not just be in parenting, but I feel like everyone within our circle is there for a reason, and God has given us a responsibility to encourage this person. Sometimes, sis, you just talk to the next person. What do you think you are good at? Push and have faith in it. Let's make deliberate efforts. Let's not just write it out there. Not everyone is willing to read, but let's be deliberate. In church setups, let's meet the girl children. Let's talk to them. Let's nurture them. In our homes, let's nurture them. Let them grow in the likeness of God and realizing their special ability. And I believe if we were to do that, our society would be a better place. In the world we're living in now, girl children have gone. We are all over. We have no identity. And sometimes I feel we can't really entirely blame it on them. Sometimes they never had anyone to help them through. They never had anyone to encourage them. They never had anyone to push them. So I think one of the practical ways, let's develop these. One day, sis, I'm challenging you. I know you had challenges. One day, just say, today after the service, let's meet as girls. Let's realize our abilities. Let's pray about them and let's ask God for direction in each and every step of our lives.
I love that. I love that. So any closing words, Sister Lydia, in terms of, you know, our girls, you know, appreciating themselves or celebrating their uniqueness that you would want to give to our girl child? And then after that, please do offer a word of prayer.
Right. I think my last words would be, let's realize we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's not aim to look like the next person. Sometimes we want to be like the next person. Sometimes we don't even know who we are, but God has made us in his unique way and we ought to embrace it to the fullest. And it brings glory to his name. Sometimes some of the things we ever do are not for us. You don't know who's watching and they're drawing inspiration from you. So sometimes not helping someone through how best you can speak, but how you act. So let's be the best versions of ourselves and let's not forget to do it to the glory and honor of his name. It's not about us at the end of the day. And each and every time when we realize and sink that in and we say, it's not about me, but it's about him who has brought me in this world, it will make us a better Christian and it will give us a better place in the world. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Heavenly Father, art in heaven, Lord, we are so grateful for today and we are grateful for reminding us the importance of faith in our lives, the importance of nurturing each and every gift, Jehovah God. To anyone under this call that was doubting the unique ability that you have placed in them, Jehovah God, may you push them that they may move towards that goal, Jehovah God. If it's either me and my co-presenter, Jehovah God, may you search our hearts and maybe there's a gift we are stepping down on. Lord, push us as well that we may do our best. Lord, I commit the Adventist radio into your holy hands that throughout the day may they have spirit-filled programs that will enrich our lives, oh Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lydia, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Do have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.